This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning. Yeah, it's gross. It's another rainy morning.
And of course, that means your commute might take twice as long.
But Joyce Nielsen in the 1080 Traffic Center is here to get you to work or school or wherever you need to be on time. Joyce.
Yeah, and the best advice is give yourself a little extra time. We're dealing with those wet roadways, a lot of puddling and ponding around bridges, overpasses, on and off ramps, and through those construction zones where you need to reduce your speeds anyway. So again, watch your speeds, following distances. Extra time is going to be so important. We do have a lot of accidents, just too numerous to mention, but I do want to quickly note that we do have a couple that are causing at least a 30-minute tie-up, one in Plano and one in Dallas.
And the rain is making for dicey driving conditions. Kurt Lewis continues our team coverage.
I'm here in Arlington overlooking Highway 360 near Division, and the rain we've been seeing has left the pavement very wet and slippery. For the most part, drivers are taking it easy, but there's always that one guy that wants to cut in and out, making it dangerous for everybody else. It's chilly out here with temperatures in the 40s. Now, there's not a lot of wind, but it is coming out of the north, so it makes those temperatures feel even colder. If your kids have to wait for the bus this morning, make sure they are good and bundled up. In Arlington, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're going to stay above freezing at least through Wednesday night, but TxDOT is getting ready for the cold. Crews in Fort Worth have started spraying brine to get ready, so you might see their trucks on the highways. They know we're expecting more rain, and they say they take dilution into account, and that's part of the process of lowering the freezing point on the highways. Dallas police have their marching orders to hire more officers, and now they're looking at how to get them on the force.
The Dallas City Council's Public Safety Committee voted on a resolution telling the police department to hire 325 more officers this year. It increased that to 400 in 2 years. Chairwoman Kara Mendelson says people who live in Dallas rate police lower than other big cities, even though crime is dropping.
Our residents rated police services harshly. 11% rated our policing services as excellent.
Interim Chief Michael Igo says they met their hiring goal last year, but they need the staff to get recruits through the academy while still keeping officers on the street.
I have to staff across the department completely, but I want to make sure my patrol level staffing is staffed first before I staff anything else.
He says the hiring goal is achievable with recruiting teams working overtime and across the state. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, one of the big rideshare companies, Lyft, plans to begin using self-driving cars in Dallas next year.
The CEO of the rideshare company says autonomous vehicles could be operating as part of the Lyft fleet in Dallas as soon as 2026. Customers would have the option to choose a self-driving car in the Lyft app. Lyft is working with the Japanese company to install a system called Mobile Eye Drive. They announced the partnership late last year. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So how much is enough to spend on school safety? That's what state lawmakers are discussing at the state capitol.
Just over $760 million. It's the latest school safety proposal. But is it enough? TEA Commissioner Mike Morath says it depends on the school district management.
If you want a sworn officer at every one of your campuses, there are 9,000 campuses in Texas. That means you need 9,000 new sworn police officers.
Which don't exist.
And it would cost over $100,000 per officer, State Senator Charles Perry.
If we leave here without rules in place that would help at least prevent another teacher's eye from being ripped out with a hanger in the classroom, if we don't fix that before we leave here, shame on us.
Referring to Corsicana ISD Assistant Principal Kendra Rogers. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a week and a half ago, it was the move we never saw coming. Luka Doncic traded to the Lakers, and last night, he made his debut hooking up with LeBron James for the first time.
Doncic fires down court to James in stride. It rolls around and drops.
The call on ESPN, Luka had 14 points and 4 assists. A big victory over the Jazz for the Lakers. You know who was there to see Luka's Lakers debut?
Yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki.
That's cool.
And Luka was thankful.
It means a lot. Great friend, great mentor. So it really means a lot that he was able to show up here. I'll see him now. But it really means a lot.
And Dirk said in a public statement after the game, he's now a Lakers fan. No, I'm just kidding. He says he will always be a Maverick, but he wanted to show out for Luka.
You know, Luka's got to be going through a state of shock with all that has gone on with him here in the just last 2 weeks.
No doubt.
I mean, just watching him. And I don't know him from anybody, but he just looked like he had kind of a deer in the headlights look while he was playing. He's just like, man, am I really here? Am I really in L.A. playing for the Lakers?
It'll click for him at some point, yeah. But I totally agree. He is absolutely in shock.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've had a Luigi Mangione update. You'll recall Luigi Mangione. He's the guy who is accused of assassinating the UnitedHealthcare CEO. You'll want to know, here's the update. He has so far raised about $300,000 for his legal defense via donations on Give, Send, Go. You see, GoFundMe wouldn't do it, but this other site, Give, Send, Go, would do a fundraiser for him. His lawyer confirmed that Mangione is going to be using the funds for his defense, and he very much appreciates the outpouring of support. The fund has a goal of $500,000, with more than 10,000 supporters have already contributed to Luigi Mangione's legal defense fund.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. We've got a stock market that is mostly looking for direction. It may not have it until after the 9 a.m. hour. That's when Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed, starts talking to the Senate Banking Committee. He'll have opening remarks. We'll have an advanced text of those, so we'll know right at 9 o'clock what he's going to tell them. What we don't know is what's going to be developing during the question and answer period. We're looking for some direction on interest rates and inflation. Now, we get inflation numbers coming tomorrow and the next day, consumer price index and producer price index, retail and wholesale inflation. But my sense is he knows what those numbers are going to be, so we'll look for some sort of a clue. As it sits right now, the S&P average, the broader-based average, would be down 21 points on the opening, the Dow down 119, the NASDAQ down 118. This, in the case of the Dow, despite some pretty good-looking earnings from one of its components, Coca-Cola, says the organic growth is up 5 to 6%. Organic growth is just, you know, more people buying their stuff rather than going into new markets or rolling out new products. The earnings were better than expected. Revenues beat. Case volume was up 2%. Stocks up a couple of dollars this morning. We've also heard from DuPont. They beat on the top and the bottom line. That stock's stocks up $4. Shopify had record performance on revenues and performance and guiding the street higher. That stock's down $3 on those. AutoNation trading higher after their numbers came in. Humana also up $6 a share at after their numbers came in. The latest target of Elliott, you remember Elliott Management, of course.
Of course.
Yep, they're the ones who shook up Texas Instruments and then Southwest Airlines. We reported yesterday they've taken a big stake in BP, the old British Petroleum. Now it's Phillips 66. Yep, they're trading $8 higher because target Elliott now owns $2.5 billion worth of them. And guess what? They think they ought to have some operational changes. Crude's up $1.24, $73.56. Gold lower by $19, and interest rates a little bit higher. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And David, speaking about Shopify, Shopify has now banned Yee, or Kanye West, through his Yeezy platform was using Shopify. And for whatever reason, Kanye West thought it was a good idea to start selling swastika-logoed Yeezy and swastika-logoed clothing and shirts. So now he has been banned from Shopify.
Governor Abbott has sent the EPA a letter rejecting new air federal pollution limits. The new standards put in place a year ago call for less soot. 12 Texas counties are not in compliance. Ian Siemens, the Dallas City Hall advocate for Environment Texas, says the state already sued the feds over this.
But nothing has happened in that case that would give them the ability to just openly defy this order.
Dallas, Tarrant, and Harris counties are among those violating the new clean air standard. The EPA estimated the stronger standard would save 4,500 lives and avoid asthma in some 800,000 Americans.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.